How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Whiteboard Wednesday was in one more time for Boston College here in about a little bit less than 2 weeks. So now you know opponent. Now you got to start to prepare for it. You got to slowly but surely get there. But as Nebraska was preparing for the bowl game, they made some hires. It was obviously Tony White and Terrence Knighton left, and a couple, I think, assistant coaches, I think, right? You know, am I right on that? A couple of analysts left with?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then a former coach, Evan Cooper, is down there at Florida State. So Nebraska made some hires. They named Coach Butler the defensive coordinator. They brought Coach Simpson back as the, I think, outside pass rushers, right? And then he was here prior, and then, you know, and he had played for Coach Rhule, and he's from Florida, so I think he's a really, really good recruiter and knows the inroads down there, which if you're going to recruit Florida, you have to have a Florida guy. I know that because my friend Daryl Porter is a coach down there, and obviously it's a very tight-knit of coaches and fraternity down there, and you got to be a special human. That's what one of the things that hurt Manny Diaz. But anyways, and then we got a new D-line coach. What is his name Austin?
Terry Braddon Jr.
That's what I thought. I know. I was going to say Terry Bradford, but Terry Braddon Jr., coming from the Kansas City Chiefs, assistant defensive line coach, is the Nebraska defensive line coach. So as of now, I think all the coaching spots are filled, correct?
No.
Yeah, unless they hire a defensive back coach because if Coach Butler decides not to coach. But I think,
unless that's Phil Snow's job.
Phil Snow's he's not. No. He's going to be a – and then also, I it'd be disrespectful. They've hired Phil Snow to come back to be associate head coach, who was a consultant during the season at times. And so they obviously ponied up and filled some spots on defense. I like it. I think really what was going to come down to – and I always say this, Nebraska's got a tricky spot. You got to get these kids to see the light, you're in this first fresh, 72 hours of the transfer portal. You got to get through that, and then, you know, how they gel as a staff. If you want to worry about whether they're going to run cover three, cover four, four-man front, three-man front, you're wasting your time because you'll run everything. So then it's going to come down to teaching, developing, and then obviously the continuity between the new coaching staff on defense, not the new, but the mix of that, and then the players that got to step up and play well, then they got to step up and play well. It's a great opportunity for a lot of players, great opportunity for the coaches, and then it's one of those things like, hey, look, everybody's starting on the same footing, and so you got to hit the line running in this situation in the third year. I understand, and I probably would do the same. I want somebody that I know that I'm familiar with. I know he knows Coach Butler as well, but they are familiar. They think the same and know what they want defensively, and to help them keep the thing going. I mean, because it's going to be big shoes to fill.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually texted you last night and asked you your thoughts because I did not have a vibe in any of the hiring. Like I did, I didn't feel any sort of way. Not that I'm supposed to, right? But so, Brayden is an interesting young man because this was a college quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's now the defensive line coach.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge, huge leap. And yeah, you've spent 7 years under Andy Reid and you've been working with the Chiefs defensive line.
Yeah.
But he was a Howard University quarterback.
Quarterback, yeah.
So they called him an educated football mind.
Yeah, see, I don't think you necessarily have to coach the position you played.
Right. I didn't think that.
Right, and I think here's why I think that he adds a really unique value is if you look at Kansas City, and you can maybe over the last, granted, he isn't the defense, wasn't the defensive line coach, mm-hmm. but he's in there, is the way that they've been able to develop and dominate the line of scrimmage, he knows exactly what's needed in this Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about all 22. Right, quarterbacks tend to watch the field and process.
Yeah.
And then you understand from a quarterback, one, the look of what a defensive line can do in their movement, what they can do in their pressures, the things that it plays difficult for quarterbacks and running backs because you've seen it.
Right.
So I didn't have an issue with it. Mm. I just don't have a vibe for it.
Well, he's never coached in college before, so that's kind of – but, you know, I guess I'm going to table this back or go all the way back. And this is with Coach Butler and like when we hired Tony White, it was kind of like, okay, you had one decent year at Syracuse. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And you ran this kind of funky defense, and so people didn't know what you were getting, especially going from that ACC, which is crazy. We're talking about just 2 years ago. That ACC to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. We felt like it was a big – or people thought it was a big jump for him. You know, not a lot of D.C. experience. Mm-hmm. A out-of-the-box hire, because I don't think he had any, like
– Well, he'd been a high school head coach. He had been an assistant on several levels.
But he doesn't have any experience with Rule, though. He never coached with Coach Rule before.
Not to my
– Right, so that's why I was saying that. So when you – like it can, so we just, as much as Tony White is, I mean, look, I think he's a great coordinator, he's an even better dude. There was a lot of questions on him when he came in, especially with that 3-3-5 in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And I think he answered some of those right away.
I'm fully capable and willing to just let all coaches come in and do what they do and then see what the result is. I don't feel the need, I don't have to, prededicate a mental and emotional space about what these coaches are going to be or can be. This is how the program gets in trouble in the first place, is preconceived ideas about what a recruit or transfer or new coach will do to the program. We don't know until they do it.
That was the entire text line yesterday was, oh, I wanted a splash hire. Oh, this isn't as splashy as I thought it was going to be. Where are the big transfer portal additions that are coming with it? I understand the skepticism, right? I understand what Huskers have been through. Guess what? Lived here my whole life. Understand it. Very familiar with the stress, the questions, the eyebrow raising, all of that.
Right.
I get the skepticism. I do. Give the guys a chance, please.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I will tell you this. And this is just in general. There's a lot of great coaches, either not coaching or coaching in high school. There's a lot of so-so coaches coaching in the pros, coaching in college. Mm-hmm. And if you're a good coach and you're willing to work at it, it generally works out for you. Now, and that's not saying if it doesn't work out, I mean, you're a good coach. What I'm saying in this situation here is you're going to come here. It's a new opportunity. He has NFL experience. And, Dvorak coached a little bit in the NFL. And then you have Butler that coached in the NFL. So you're able to take some of that in the NFL experience and knowledge and apply it here. It does work because you've seen it working in Colorado. So I think the biggest thing is the continuity, everybody getting on the same page. Obviously for this bowl game, which is very short. So it's kind of, this is like your kind of, you know, your first run at it, right? Right. The flow of communication, who's in charge, who's signaling in the calls. Are we staying with the same playbook with the assumption that we're putting in a new one next year, all that stuff will be handled in January. So now you got to move forward here because you got the staff So then the emphasis on what you're willing to do individually, which is per like position group. Then you have your analyst and support staff. Then you have somebody that's been through the wars and Phil Snow, where he fits in. And then you got to make it all work. And that's how you'll be able to evaluate him next year. But you're going to have to, you know, obviously you got to recruit, re-recruit constantly on this roster. It's the, you know, and I said Nebraska's at the trickiest situation to where they've had tangible success, which obviously is making a bowl game, but you have unrealistic thoughts of where you're at based on achieving the bowl game. So what that does is it opens the door for people to try to pluck off your roster because they want the easy thing. Let's go get a player that we know have played in the Big Ten, been somewhat successful or really successful versus, you know, waiting for a high school kid. Or sometimes people just, you know, want to open the door, peek outside and see what's going on, see what the temperature is out there. So when it gets down to football time, you got to get down to football time. And so for all the coaches and coaching, you know, Coach Butler, he's coached.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday." Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Just because you weren't a coordinator by name doesn't mean that you haven't done coordinator things. And I'm going to tell you this before you have your point, Austin, is so when I was in Houston, right? Vic Fangio was our coordinator, right? But Reggie Herring had coordinated before. But Vic Fangio knew Dom's system better than everybody. So he was the coordinator, put the game plans. But we had a defensive back coach by the name of John Hoke. I think he's Brady's older brother. Great defensive back coach. So how we became a really good defense is we actually split it up in two different ways. Vic would essentially get to do what he liked to do best. Work on the front, work on the different like fronts that we use, the blitz packages. John married the coverages and the personnel. So nickel, dime, whatever, based on what Vic wanted to do and get done. Literally, draw up. I want to blitz the quarterback from the right side over the right guard between third and six and third and nine. And third and nine and a half. Okay. Draw it up. I'll get you to coverage. So he coordinated all that already before because you can't do a coverage if you don't know the front. So what I'm saying is like just because John Butler hasn't or Coach Butler hasn't been a head or a defense coordinator doesn't mean he hasn't coordinated yet. Now, it is different when you are calling the defense. It is different. But that's what the bowl game is for, and I'm assuming all the practices before. And that's just something that it's no different than calling plays. You got to get used to calling plays.
You've touched on the two concerns that, again, we've heard a lot on the text line over the last couple of days. Number one is, how can Nebraska trust John Butler to call a defense when the defensive backs were bad last year? Which, yeah. I don't think they're bad, inconsistent for sure, but I don't think that's necessarily a logical conclusion. DBs weren't what you thought they would be, so you can't call a defense.
Yeah,
I don't get that one. The other one is the recruiting piece, right? You mentioned it. No one less than Nick Saban has said recruiting is the lifeblood of a program. First thing he does when he gets to Tuscaloosa is it's all hands on deck in recruiting. Everything from the get-go is about recruiting, getting players to Alabama. And the text line has been concerned about, hey, Phil Simpson, fine, right? He's been in college, has the Miami connection, seems like he's been helpful in keeping those players around. Phil Snow, been a while since he's recruited consistently, been out on the road.
Yeah, I don't think he'll
probably
be on the
won't as the associate head coach, but there's another guy that's on staff that's not pitching in as much in recruiting. Terry Braden, NFL guy,
hasn't
recruited. And then John Butler has been in college, but the college he was in before last year, completely
changed.
Different.
Yeah.
And he has the knock of the stigma, I don't know if that's the right word, but the NFL guy.
Right. Hadn't recruited
to that level.
Yeah.
Is the NFL experience a selling point for Nebraska, or do these guys have to get their hands dirty in the college game and do college recruiting instead of just recruit to their former NFL credentials?
I mean, I'll answer the first question first as far as the defensive backs. I mean, that's to blame it on one guy when he came in. That's probably a little bit too harsh. You know, I mean, he came in essentially right when training camp started, right? It was like July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like he was there before. You know, I think just some, you know, in my opinion, I think you got a couple guys that probably didn't perform to the level that they'd like to, or Nebraska would like to, which hurt
injuries
and stuff like that. And you can't forecast that. So the easy target is, oh, you got a new coach, so that's why you didn't cover the guy running down the field. But I don't think that's a reason to say, okay, he can't coordinate. I think it's more or less, you know, is he effective communicator, developer of coaches? Because now you'll be developing players, but developing coaches in your system, and then are you a motivator, right? And so if he does all those three things, that's the most important. And then as far as, you know, getting out on the road and recruiting, you know, I mean, that's going to be something you have to learn. One thing I've learned about recruiting is recruiting is a very, everybody thinks you need to go on there and you got to give some pitch and be like, all right, everybody's going to go to you. Now, there's part of it because Nick Saban's excellent. Lane Kiffin's excellent. Lane Kiffin don't recruit. People just don't know that at all. I'm talking about on. Like when you come there, you barely see. He doesn't recruit because
what a waste of charming personality.
He has some issues, but he knows those issues, and Ole Miss is fine with it. You have to. The one thing I learned about recruiting, you got to be extremely detailed, and then very like you just got to. It's very businesslike. You know, you got to be on it. You got to constantly communicate. You got to, you know, and all that stuff. It's the scouting department to decide who you're going to pick. Generally, and then you go like, okay, yeah, you're right, and I think this dude can play.
Yeah, you just mentioned the thing with the scouting department, because that's in flux here too, right?
Did somebody leave?
Well, here's my question. If you've got two new coordinators, they're likely to bring in their own people at some point to evaluate talent, right? Because what Dana wanted on the offensive side is different than what Satterfield wanted. Right, different types of players, often different rotation. He may have a preference for smaller receivers rather than big, massive receivers who are possession guys. That has to be put in play with the scouting. That has to be put in play with the film study. All of this is transitional now. Like to me,
it's you're not. I mean, yes and no. You know. My idea, what I want, probably is always going to be different. But to be a good coordinator in this day and age of college football, you better be able to be able to adjust whatever you want to do to what you got. Now, with the receiver coach coming in, he's able to bring his guys, the guys that he likes to play the position. But that doesn't mean you're going to get them all. It's not like you can say, okay, well, I'm not going to coach receivers because I don't have Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson. You know, I mean, you got to, you know, that's who I would like. You know, I mean, could do anything I want. You know, you throw Toyer Holt in the slot and I do some work. But so, yes, that is different. And then as far as what the defensive side guys, it's a little different. I don't think coordinators bring in their own scouting guys. I think they just have a preference of what they like based on what the system is that they want to run. But Tony White showed you, like, you can come in and run your system with whoever's here and willing to execute. I mean, he's got guys. I mean, listen, for Mekhi Bear to go from literally never playing to playing, to being able to go in the portal, or obviously has to graduate to somebody's going to pick him up and pay him some money. That's a coach. He said, if you are willing to play and execute, I'll put you on the field.
John Bullock.
Yeah.
Isaac Gifford.
Right. So it doesn't have to be apples to apples right away. And we can't afford to be apples to apples. And I think that's part, you know, you got to be able to, you got to be able to coach the guys that want to play football. And, but ultimately, yes, you do. And but at a position that where you like to see an uptick, like receiver or something, you like to think he's be able to bring a couple guys in and already kind of has his eyes on probably three, four other guys.
Yeah, I want success in whatever way you can get it. And these rotational coaches and rotational players, because everything's fluid now.
So, well, this is going to be a yearly thing. Fluid, this is going to be a yearly thing. The players will flirt with the portal every year. Here's what the portal really does. I've been thinking about the portal. I was on the porcelain throne thinking about this. You know what the porcelain throne is, Austin?
I do. Okay, I'm familiar.
Yeah, world's problems are solved there.
Indeed.
besides being the vortex, it's that reality of when you have the conversation with yourself and say, you know what, dog, did I really do what I'm supposed to do? And if you don't have a complete yes, then it's like, okay, I can go in the portal and I can see if it works out that way. Because it's like, that is, in some cases, a way of changing the landscape of the perception of what your work on the field is. Because once you go in the portal, what do they always think? Something bad must have happened. You're trying to level up your damaged goods or money. Sometimes the kids want to just change the scenery. But I think that's as you attack it. It's going to be constantly transactional in this day and age until things in this salary cap slow things down. So, again, the 50 to 60 is got to be what's most important. Now, you obviously would like to have 25 or 30. That's kind of like 2 or 3 year, you know, foundation pieces. If you can do that, you're going to be really, really in a good spot, especially when you're trying to make that next leap. But if you got a quarterback, not what we do, and you got enough guys that are like truly invested, you'll be just fine.
We about to see.
Yeah. I mean, the bowl game is, that's like a little snapshot. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, the wins next year will be one in the offseason. So anyways, we'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.